Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, hello, Women on the Rise. Thank you for being with us today, and we're so glad to be with you. My name is Michelle Briquet, and I am the director for Patricia King's Women in Ministry Network, and with me is Patricia King.
Oh, Michelle, I'm so excited about today's program because we are talking about
breaking the chains of performance. And I'm sure you have found this as well in working with the women and you know, just people in general in the church. God has done so much for us, and it has been proven to us that there is nothing that we can ever do to actually earn His love.
That's right.
It's just been given freely. But I still find where in the church, we're still jumping through hoops. Mm-hmm. We're still feeling like we've got to measure up to something. Mm-hmm. And in reality, God's just asked us to be who He's created us to be.
And not only do we try to measure up before people, but even before God Himself.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, God has fully accepted us,
right,
as you've already mentioned, and we need to learn how to be comfortable in that acceptance, because most of the time when we get into performance pressure, it's because there's fear.
Yeah.
We feel insecure. We don't feel loved. We're afraid of being rejected, afraid of not being accepted.
Yeah.
Whereas in the very beginning, when God created us, He was pretty pleased with what He created. And to this day, He just loves and accepts us. So when we get really comfortable inside of ourselves, inside the truth of what God has said, then it is easy to perform without pressure.
So good. And if we're not doing that, we're really living a life of striving instead of that life of rest, which is what our inheritance is because of Jesus.
Right.
And what I have found is no matter how good of a father you had in this earth, God is still a better father.
Yeah, that's so good.
And sometimes, though, we've had dads or mothers who have had a critical nature, or we never felt like we were able to measure up, or nothing was ever quite good enough. And in that, we then transfer those feelings of what we grew up with over to God, like He's looking at us with that critical eye.
Right.
And I say to people, God's not keeping a checklist. You know, He's not Santa Claus seeing if you're naughty or nice, kind of a thing. You know, He's saying, I'm looking at you, I'm seeing Jesus, and I'm seeing awesome, you know?
So
who
good.
You are is awesome.
So
if
good.
You never did another thing, it's not reading the Bible to get His favor.
Right.
It's not praying to be a good Christian. It's not, you know, tithing in order to jump through that hoop of tithing. It's doing these things not from a place of earning, but just because you love Him. Because there's that recognition of how much you're loved. And then there's the response that comes from us that says, oh, man, you're so awesome. I want to know you more. I want to commune with you more. And then from that place, you've entered into rest.
It's just so beautiful. I'm getting a word right now for someone, just as Michelle was sharing. I felt that there's a number of you that are watching that when you were growing up, you had a parent who condemned your marks in school, specifically that issue. And there's a number of you. I felt the Holy Spirit say, it's not just one person. This is for many of you. And so you would bring your report card home, and you were almost afraid at sometimes of what the reaction would be. And because so often they would say, why is it only this? You can do better than this. You should have that. And there's one particular person that's watching that when you were really pleased with the mark, because you worked really hard to get it, it was in a difficult subject, and you really worked hard and you brought the grade up, but your parents still said, look, you could have done better than this. Mm. And it crushed your spirit and put within you throughout your whole life, not only in school, but in your workplace, in the church, in everything that you've done, you've got this performance pressure now that you've got to do enough to be accepted. Mm. And I just break the power of that lie off of you right now in Jesus' name, because you are fully accepted in God, and He just wants you to be who you are. And Michelle, I think that is so important. Like, and of course, we're in ministry and we're in public ministry. And I've noticed a lot of times when people step into public ministry, all of a sudden they get on the platform and they're a different person. Mm. They feel like they have to be a different person. Mm-hmm. But what God's looking for is the heart, right? And that you be natural and just love and let who you are become what is seen.
That's good.
And I remember one time in particular, I was on a platform with men and women of God that were way beyond it, as far as stature in the kingdom, as far as their effectiveness or influence and everything. And I'm thinking, as I'm sitting there, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? And what do I have to say? And they're all up and they are eloquent and they are anointed and they are like pristine in their presentation. And I'm sitting there thinking, number one, my message feels so simple. Yeah. And number two, there's no way I could present like that. Mm-hmm. And the Father said, who said you had to?
Oh, that's good.
You just have to be you.
Yeah.
And He said, just go up and be natural. So I went up. And there's a large crowd of people. Mm-hmm. Really large crowd of people. And I got up in front of this crowd, and I remembered what the Father said. And all the other preaching energy had been really high, very eloquent. And then here I was just presenting my heart of what God had given me to say to the people. And then all of a sudden, after a minute or so, you could hear a pin drop. All of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changed, and people felt the love of God. They felt the power of God, and I would have blown that if I had have compared myself to the others and tried to be who they were, tried to perform in order to be accepted in the environment, sort of thing. They were all loving people, so they never would have rejected me, but it would have been my own pressure. And when I got off the platform, they were saying, wow, we've never had anyone speak like that before. Mm. And it was so powerful. Mm. And we had really good feedback afterwards. And it just confirmed to me that you just have to be yourself.
Yeah.
You never have to perform for anyone. You just need to let the heart that God has groomed be given to the people.
That's so good, Patricia.
And there might be a number of you that you relate to this because of being in business or being on speaking platforms. Maybe you're a teacher in a school. Maybe you're a minister of the gospel. And I just feel like the Lord's saying, you just be you, because you're the greatest gift that you can give the world. You're the greatest gift. And so it starts with being you.
It's so good. I ran across a great quote the other day, and it said, be you. Everyone else is taken.
I love that.
And the thing is that God called you uniquely because He needed you. He needed what you carry. And who you are with Him is more than enough. And when
so
we
good.
Get into comparison is always a killer. Mm-hmm. Because I'm either going to end up in pride or I'm going to end up in defeat. And if I'm in defeat for long enough, I actually can go into apathy because I just can't get there. So when I feel like I can never get there, I stop trying in order to preserve myself.
I'm getting a word on that right now. And it's for someone, when you were growing up, you had a sibling that was high performance. Mm. And they were the oldest, and then you were the next one. And you could never perform in the same ways that they performed. And so you grew up with a mindset of not being good enough because you always compared yourself to your sibling. Mm. But the Lord says he never created you to be your sibling. He created you to be you. And your gifts, Amen. Your talents, everything is very different than your sibling. And if you try to be your sibling, then you will never be you. Mm. And I just feel like God's telling me to release his celebration over you right now. And he, your whole life, from the moment that you've come out of the womb, he has celebrated you. There is no one like you on the face of the earth. And he is celebrating you beyond what you could ever imagine or think. And he wants you to just enter into that celebration right now and rise up and be who you are. So in the name of Jesus today, I'm going to release a miracle over your life. It's a miracle of deliverance that you are set free from that comparison in Jesus' name. Set free right now in Jesus' name. Now arise. Arise. Arise up into who God created you to be.
Amen. We're breaking the chains of performance
today.
It is. Well, we have a couple of guests that are with us today.
Yes.
And our first guest is Kezia Alford. And Kezia is a singer, a songwriter, a minister. She's got this great song that I just listened to over and over again on YouTube. I love it
amazing.
So much. It's called Mississippi Tales. And you may want to go on YouTube and check that out and see Kezia's other music as well. She's a beautiful psalmist. So she also pastors with her husband in Georgia, and Kezia is going to talk to us today about performance and not operating out of it.
You know, Michelle, just before we take our audience to her, I just want to say, Kezia, if you're watching, I think you are so amazing because she is, as far as the industry that she is standing in, the entertainment industry, she is a performer.
Right.
But you don't sense performance on her.
It's so true.
And she's going to be sharing a little bit about that. But I am in awe of God's anointing on her life, her creativity. And honestly, you do have to look her up on YouTube because her videos are so creative and anointed, and they touch your heart. So, and she's just, she just exudes Jesus. It's so beautiful.
It really is. Yeah, I love her to pieces. I'm glad she's part of us in the network.
Yeah.
She adds to us. So this is Kezia Alford.
Hi, Patricia. Hello, Michelle. And hello to Women on the Rise. My name is Kezia Alford. I am from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm so honored to speak on breaking the chains of performance. Well, being in music ministry myself, I've never been so settled on that word performance. I think there is a huge difference between performance versus ministry. Well, performance is seeking the approval of man, and ministry is seeking the approval of God, and it's for the glory of God. I think about when I approach the microphone, I always think about, am I really trying to, am I asking the Lord to use me as a vessel, to use me as a tool? That's what we should be doing, because it's all for the glory of God. Or are we praying that we do good or sound so great that we get the applause of people? But I tell you what, we should always do it to bring people in an awareness of who Jesus is and let God work through us. Amen. And so the focus should always be about Jesus and bridging the gap and just bringing the love of Christ to who you're ministering to. So there is an enslavement of seeking the approval of men. I think we lack our worth and our identity in Christ when we try to seek that approval of from men. So our question should be this: what is the attitude and the posture of our hearts? Is the kingdom first in our hearts, or is something else in first place? Do we want to please God, or do we really want to please man? I love Colossians where it says, whatever you do, do your work heartily as unto the Lord. And when we come to a point where we find out that everything we're doing is an act of worship, then I think that we'll always seek the approval of the Lord. And before I go, I want to leave you with this. I love this. Performance seeks to be successful, and ministry seeks to be faithful. Amen. Performance draws attention to the performer, but ministry draws attention to God. So I pray that we have a heart to want to please God only, and we find our true identity in Christ, because there is full satisfaction in God. God bless you, and thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Kezia, that was so good. Thank you. I love that, that ministry seeks to be faithful where performance is seeking the attention on yourself. And that's just so good. Thank you for sharing with us and the Women on the Rise today. And Patricia, as she was talking, I thought, you know, a really kind of another line of demarcation in this is living in performance is actually fear-driven, whereas living out of rest is love.
No, it's so driven, good.
Right?
Yeah.
And when we are fear driven, fear is never satisfied. Fear is always going to, it's going to lead us into control, into, you know, anxieties and just yeah. all kinds of things where there's everything that is the absolute antithesis of rest, yeah. right? It's the total opposite.
Yeah. I feel in my spirit that some are questioning, like, what is the difference then between performing and performance?
Mm.
So, like, for example, little children are fun to watch because they perform, right?
Right.
They'll dress up in costumes and try to, you know, express themselves, which is their creativity right. being released and unlocked. So you never want to suppress that. You want to empower it without, mm-hmm. like, just letting them know how great the performance was. You want to always let them
Absolutely.
Know how great they are.
Right.
But how do we balance that between like the creativity, let's say like a child unlocking mm-hmm. their, you know, creative ideas and stuff like that, where you want to affirm them and yet not lead them into a performance driven position.
That's such a great distinction. And, to be, when you're performing, I mean, okay, so let me back up. That creativity, that desire to express all of the things that God has put in us is a God-given desire.
Yes, absolutely.
And where the difference comes in is when I'm in that place of performance, it's, am I releasing with joy what God has put in me, and it's from a place of joy,
right?
Because it is a God expression, or is it being motivated through, I hope that you're okay with this, I hope you like this, because if you like this, you'll like me,
right.
and I'm hoping you like me.
Yep, and I need attention.
I need
this
it,
is giving
right.
me attention.
It's feeding yeah. what's me, mm-hmm. instead of just an offering of who I am,
right.
being comfortable with who I am,
right.
who God has created me to
right.
be, and just sort of putting it out there and saying, this is me.
Yeah.
This is God in me, and I want to share with you.
That's so good. And for those of you that are parents and you're watching, this is a good key, you know, is to, you know, affirm your child for who they are and celebrate their creativity.
Oh, please
celebrate
do. Yes.
the creativity and let them know how precious that is. But that even outside the creativity, you can push that aside and find them and say, but you are the apple of God's eye
yeah.
and build their confidence from even being a young child. And for those of you that are grandparents, you can actually instill that into your grandchildren as well.
So good.
Yeah.
We have another guest with
yes.
us today, and this is Charlana Kelly. And Charlana is just one of our beautiful Women in Ministry Network members. She's in Texas. She is a minister, an author, an entrepreneur. And I always love hearing from Charlana and her approach on subjects that we're talking about, because she so carries the heart of God
no kidding.
In such a beautiful way and expresses so beautifully. So, Charlana, take it away.
Hello, Patricia and Michelle and all of you beautiful ladies at Women on the Rise. I'm so grateful to be with you today and honored to speak into the topic of break the chains of performance. We all have to break those chains, especially as we're moving out in ministry, because there's a tendency that we have to want to receive the praises of others. And that's how we judge. Are we worthy? Are we measuring up? Are we fulfilling what we're supposed to do? It's like immediate feedback, whether you're on the platform singing praise and worship or delivering a message. Oftentimes, those are affirmations that come right back to us. And if we don't pay attention, we can live from that place rather than being those that want to please God. Really and truly, a bondage of performance runs alongside of perfectionism and what I like to call purpose killers, competing, comparing, and complaining, and they will kill your purpose. We don't want to be man pleasers, and that's what happens when we operate in those types of spirits or bondages. If we allow them to have a foothold in our life, we will become pleasers of men. And we don't want to be that. We want to be fully who God has created us to be. Your power and your beauty flow out of your uniqueness. And you can only really begin to walk in that as you love yourself and you love what God is doing in your life. Listen, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Two greatest commandments. We skip over the love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, you're really rejecting what God has done in you. But in that love yourself and loving what God has created you to be, who He is actually transforming you into, the gifts, the callings, the bends, the beauty, the holiness, all of it, then what we are doing is celebrating our uniqueness, and we have the audience of one. We have become pleasers of God. So today I just declare that the chains of performance are broken off of your life in the mighty name of Jesus, that the love of God is loosed into you into a greater degree, that you can get the revelation of the power of loving yourself as God has created you to be, and then walking in the fullness of your uniqueness. That is the first step to really coming in to the greatest of calls that God has on your life. So great to be with you today. God bless you all. I'm cheering you on, and I am celebrating you today for your beauty, for the holiness that God has placed in you, the uniqueness of your gift. There's not another one like you, and you are all and full of everything you need to do what God has called you to do. Celebrate today. Do a little dance with the Lord. His grace is beautiful upon you. I'll see you again soon. God bless and Godspeed until then.
Amen. That's so good. Thank you, Charlana. And I was just thinking, it's so good to celebrate you because God does. So when you're celebrating you, you've just come into alignment with God's heart for you, and you're joined with Him in His celebration of you. And Scripture says that the hand of flesh always fails.
Yep.
So when we're looking to others to fill those empty spots inside of our soul, your soul is always going to come up empty. It may feel like it's full for a little while, but it's never going to be that lasting place of satisfaction, that living water that never makes you thirst again. And the only way that those places in your soul are ever made whole and made full to where it's not empty again is because of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of that relationship and letting Him go in and heal all those places in your heart.
So good. You know, Michelle, I just feel almost like a rage against, you know, the pressure that performance gives. And let's just all come into agreement and break it off of our lives, okay?
Amen.
And maybe you could just stomp on it under your feet. That's what Jesus said, that you have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And if this has been an issue in your life, start stomping on it right now and say, in the name of Jesus, I command performance-driven behavior to leave now in Jesus' name. And just make that a declaration and wage war against Amen. That mindset, right? Cast it down. Say, I'm not going to give myself to that anymore because I am accepted and loved in the Beloved. Amen.
Amen.
And you've got some decrees today,
too.
The Lord looks favorably upon you and declares you are righteous, and you can boldly approach the throne of God. The grace and joyous favor of the Lord Jesus Christ, the unambiguous love of God, and the precious communion that we share in the Holy Spirit is yours continually. You are loved with an everlasting love and drawn into his heart with unfailing kindness. Thank you for being with us today on this Women on the Rise show and for joining with us in breaking the chains of performance.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.